Think a minute. Yesterday, we learned from the boiling frog that it's easy to become so comfortable with our unhealthy daily habits of parenting that we don't see the dangerous direction we might be leading our kids. So before it's too late, maybe we need to start changing some of the unhealthy ways we're raising and teaching them. First, we learned not to use anger, yelling, and nagging to train our children. It doesn't really work, and it definitely doesn't make a happy family. Second, we parents must earn our child's respect. It's easy to get your child to fear you, but it will take your time, love, and wisdom to earn their respect. This is so important because your child's respect for your authority is going to determine his respect for all other kinds of authority, like his school teachers, the law and government, and other people he'll live and work with. You see, if you want your children to accept your authority and values when they're teenagers, you must first earn their respect by your daily good example during their younger years. As a wise family counselor says, rules without relationship bring rebellion. You know, we parents can damage, even destroy our children through overly strict, harsh, and unloving punishment that hurts them physically or emotionally through cruel, unkind words. A child should never be laughed at, and his feelings not respected. A parent who hurts and humiliates their child will never be truly respected by them. The child will fear you enough to obey you when they're young, but later as a young adult, they may deeply resent you for years. A third important thing is to show your love to your child after you've had to discipline and punish him. Let him know that you'll always accept him, even if you don't approve of his bad behavior. Remember, punishment is not something we do to our child, but something we do for our child. So he'll enjoy real happiness and success from his good character later. We're saying to our child, I love you too much to let you think and behave wrongly like that. Love should be the reason for everything we say and do with our child. So why not ask Jesus to forgive you for your mistakes as a parent? Then ask him to help you. Love and teach your children exactly like he would. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.